So how do you reboot and get ready for the second half?
You know, we had a very thorough self-analysis during the bye week, taking a look at personnel, where we're at. We're a different team, as everybody knows now, than we were when the season started with regard to injuries. Taking a look at what we did schematically and what's been working and what wasn't working. And I think there was great energy this week. You know, there's been, we had a heck of a day today, and the focus has been there. And guys are excited. You know, heck of an opportunity, a great challenge with the Rams coming into town. And I think everyone's just excited about just not focusing on the past and all the things that have disappointed us, or even looking at anything past this heck of a challenge at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Coach, you're going to change your personality on the fly. You know, those injuries to the field, this thing has happened a little bit. Did the bye give you a chance to sort of reinvent yourself a little bit more thoroughly, I guess, or with some more thought, as opposed to, you know, just trying to cram it into 1 week?
Yeah, well, there's no question you have a little bit of extra time to, as you mentioned, take a step back and say, all right, this is who our personnel is and who are we going to be facing, how do we match up, and I think that we want to continue to look at ways that we can put those guys in the best positions, and everyone says that, coaches always say that, but I think it's important that guys step up who are going to get more opportunities. You know, some players might have been on practice squad or might not have been playing much, and now they're into the fray. And so they are going to get more opportunities. They're going to have to capitalize upon them. And then we'll have to continue to try to find ways to, you know, use those players that can do good things for us. You know, and you know, you talk about personnel and where we're at. You know, we're certainly hoping that Sterling Shepard, you know, having him back into the mix is someone who we haven't had the past couple weeks. You know, he brings a lot to the table that we hope can help us in conjunction with all the rest of the guys, just improving and getting better and making the most of their opportunities.
Would you want to move him? You know, he's played mostly in the slot. Mm-hmm. Because of the guys on the outside. Right. Would you want to keep him there or move him to the outside?
Well, he is a great slot receiver, and he's obviously had some injury issues this year that have been disappointing for him, disappointing for all of us. And he really does a lot of good things inside, but he's capable of doing some things outside. So, you know, where we're at right now, we got to make the most of everything that all of our players can bring to the table, and we're going to do just that.
Coach, when it comes to Sterling, do you expect him to take on more of a leadership role this week, being the guy who has the most experience in this offense?
Well, you know, Sterling, as you mentioned, has played a lot of football for us last year, has the injuries this year have set him back. And if you look particularly upon last year, he was able to be healthy. He made some critical plays for us on third down in some tough spots. And, you know, there's no substitute for that experience. There's no substitute for a guy who's been there. And he's someone that has had a great week thus far. He's really determined. He's focused. You know, someone that I think we're going to rely upon. And whether it's leadership in terms of being more vocal or just more by his actions, that's going to be, you know, up to him in terms of what suits his own personality. But I do know that he's someone that all the players respect, and they appreciate his work ethic, and we're hoping he's in a position where he can be back on the field helping us.
In the offseason, you expressed, I think it was red zone and
third down.
Yes. As like two things you sort of wanted to focus. Yes. Is there like one thing that you looked at in the first half and said, okay, well, this is the one thing I really want to improve on in the second half?
Well, I think you mentioned, well, actually, maybe I reminded you of the third down. Third down, definitely. You look at this last game, you know, 2 of 12. It's hard to have any type of drives that we're sustaining. It's hard to have that run game be what we want it to be, that can wear down some defenses and set up some of the play action passes. So that, you know, is a major emphasis as we looked at where we're at. We're not doing well overall. And certainly the most recent game was disappointed. And so that has been an emphasis in order for us to stay out there, to be able to score more points, to get some type of consistency, to get guys opportunities. You know, we got to stay out there. And so third down, definitely. You know, red zone, we've got to get down there more often. We've doing okay in terms of when we've had opportunities. Still would much rather score the touchdowns, obviously, than kick the field goals. But I think the most important thing is that we're able to get down there, and the way we're able to get down there is by converting on third down.
Mike, you had multiple offensive line combinations, which I'm sure is not what you wanted to see this year. Can you just talk a little bit about how the chemistry has been affected and what you guys are going to be doing to help that chemistry on every time you have a new combination that comes in there?
Yeah, well, you know, when the word chemistry is brought up, you know, one of the things that comes to mind is the communication the anticipation that can occur. And certainly when guys are used to the same human being to their right or to their left, there's a chance that that communication or that anticipation can be a little bit faster, a little bit clearer. I think Coach Solari and Coach Wells have done an outstanding job with that group, and the players have done an outstanding job buying in. I mean, they're a selfless bunch. They've went ahead, and despite all the setbacks and all of the adversity with regard to injuries and combinations, and then some of the disappointments in terms of things not going as well as they would have liked on the field, they've been open-minded and receptive, and I think that makes it easier to make the adjustments when guys, you know, you're not worrying about any other peripheral opponents other than, okay, this is the job, this is what we have to do, and step in and fill that role, whether it's at a center or guard. And as I mentioned, talking about Coach Solari and Coach Wells, they do a great job also out in practice. I mean, you guys don't get the chance to see it, but we'll move guys around quite a bit. So it's not just, hey, you're at this position or at that position. We move them around.
In the past couple of games, it seems the only constant in the passing game has been Evan Ingram. Is he the only one getting open, or are the other guys not getting open?
Well, Evan's a talented player, and we all know that, and he brings a lot to the table, and it would be foolish of us to not try to find ways to get him the football. And from a matchup standpoint, he's someone that creates some issues for defenses, so we want to continue to be creative to find ways to feature him and do things that he can do. And obviously, you know, defenses are smart as well. And if that's the only guy that's getting the ball, then there are certain things they can do. A little bit more difficult for a tight end than an outside receiver, but still there are ways in which they can reduce his efficiency. So that's where opportunities for other guys are going to be there. They have to make the most of them. And, you know, we talked a little bit about Sterling earlier, but all the receivers, you know, Roger and TK, you know, having their chances as well. You know, Travis, Evan, you know, there's going to be opportunities for guys. And I think as they're getting more experienced, and again, you talk about going from a practice squad role to now all of a sudden you're Sunday Night Football, you're playing. And I think that repetition and those experiences are things we're going to count upon for them to get better moving forward.
Like, do you see at some point later in the year, Jimmy Davis will have a start just to get some experience?
I can't see anything past this Sunday at 1 o'clock. And I'm not, coach speak, but right now, man, we got to get some third downs. We got to score some points. That's a one heck of a defensive football team that's coming in here. So I got a foxhole mentality, just zeroing in on trying to get some first downs and helping us. So it's just all about right now is doing everything to prepare these guys and have players, coaches, all of us be at our best this Sunday at 1 o'clock and win this one game.
The last few weeks you've had major big time outside pass rushers. This week you have Donald on the inside.
Yeah, you could argue, you could make a case that's the most disruptive defensive tackle in the league, both run and pass. This is a team, they also obviously with Quinn on the outside, he's a great pass rusher. They lead the league in batted balls. So not only are they disrupting the timing, sacking the quarterback, hitting the quarterback, they're batting some balls. And so a great challenge, and kind of goes back to why I wasn't trying to skirt the question. I'm so locked in trying to find a way for us to be successful, and we're excited about the opportunity.